Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita, our weekly call offered through Pillai Center. With the blessings of Dr. Pillai, here on Sunday, January 18th, 2015, my name is Sucharita, and I'm very happy to be continuing to offer this service and guide everyone week to week through their spiritual practices, and then give some updates on what's happening with Pillai Center and sister company, Astroved, services, programs, offerings, meditations, mantras, and then also connecting us to each and every one of the callers who are joining weekly, and also who have been participating in this program for months and months. I think we're coming up to about a year and a half now. So it's been, if we look back on it, it's been really, where does time go? Everything's just flying by. And that's the beauty of being on the spiritual path, when you're connected to community, and then when you're connected, the community comes together on a regular basis, does the meditations, participates in the programs, meditations, the mantras and other spiritual practices, the services, the rituals, the remedies offered through Pillai Center or Astroved, and then with Dr. Pillai going around the world and tapping into different energy vortexes or energy systems that can help us to evolve, both materially and spiritually, it becomes an adventure in life. So we're not alone, and we don't have to, do this path alone without understanding maybe what's happening to us. Or we can't really relate to it in our everyday life, because maybe there are people around us in our family, friends, circles, work circles, our coworkers, or just people in general. We don't, when we're going on a spiritual path and everyone else is doing what they're doing, we don't necessarily have the opportunity to share what is happening with us. And actually, what is happening with us is sometimes a wonder in and of itself. So that's what we're here to do, is to help to come together and to guide one another, to support one another, and to share what's happening energetically in the day-to-day rolling out of the spiritual energies or archetypes, the planetary influences, anything that is impacting us karmically. So again, karma is just our thoughts, our predispositions, and those have manifested into a life right now, not somewhere down the road. Although if we see the behaviors and the patterns in our lives that we haven't been able to change, chances are if we keep doing the same thing and being the same way, we're going to get what? The same results. So that's what we're here to do, is kind of shake it up a bit and do a reflection into what it is that we'd like to change. So not to, throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. We want to look at just maybe one or two areas of our life that we are really having challenges with. And if those one or two areas could have some sort of resolve inside of us, we could see some really positive changes in all the other areas, because that seems to be the one area, if you look back in your lifetime, over your lifetime, that has been a constant struggle or a challenge that has been taking all your time, money, and energy to clean up or clear up or get a better understanding of why it is that you are doing what you're doing. And then why it is you've chosen to come on the spiritual path, when there are so many spiritual paths out there, and none is right or wrong, just as there's so many gods and goddesses and different religious beliefs, cultural beliefs. So it's not about that. Spirituality is about you, all of us, going inside and seeing what it is inside that each and every one of us needs to address. And then when that energy is released, we'll find that our outlook on life changes, our personality changes. We become happier, more fulfilled, more joyous. Does it mean that your karma won't keep coming to you? No, it means that your karma is going to come, but you'll be able to handle it more effectively. So that's what we're going to be doing every week. And then today, because there's a sun transiting, the sun transited into Capricorn at the middle of last week. And then Radha, our Vedic astrologer here in this program, is going to be giving us a forecast of what it is that we can, what the areas in our life are that we can work on or even just take a look at and see if we clean up those areas, or if we just focus on those areas for the next 30 days, because the sun is going to be transiting the sign of Capricorn in 30 days. In those 30 days, if we put all our focus and attention onto those areas that it represents, she'll talk about that, don't worry. And if we do that and we put all our spiritual practices and our intentions into that, all that energy and then our actions that follow will go towards that, and that will make a shift happen. And then when we start to see the shifts happening in our lives, maybe even miracle shifts will happen, which a lot of times it does. I hear from so many members, oh my God, I'm on this path and it's so fun. Even though my life is a struggle, I have this renewed faith in my own self and my ability to go deep inside and find this energy that is there. It's just buried under, I don't know what, old belief systems, patterns of behaviors, discontent, frustration, blah, 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 right? And it's true. We all go through that. It's like we always liken it to the analogy or the metaphor of a garden. You know, just because there's just soil there, nothing's happening, you planted the seeds, you don't say, oh, stupid garden. You know, I'm so frustrated, you're not growing fast enough. You know, plant the seeds and then go out and enjoy. And then when you see something pop up, oops, that's not the plant. That's not the flower that it's supposed to be. That looks like a weed. Pull the weed out. So you might see a lot of weeds before you see any popping out of the beautiful flower that you want to see, any trace of that. So it's not that it can't happen in a miraculous way. Your life can't change in a miraculous way. But look at your life and see, just by waking up every day and feeling alive. So, okay, yes, we all know we're alive, but oh, drudge, gotta do this, gotta do that. Oh my God, I didn't even sleep well, or I ate something last night, and we're in this kind of cleanup mode, right? So every day, get off the bed, and before you just jump off the bed or drag yourself to the shower or coffee maker, whatever it is, get up and sit there. And just maybe do a mantra, or even just say to yourself, thank God you have the ability to get off the bed and do something in your life, right? We're all here to do something. The problem lies when we compare ourselves to other people. We all know that intellectually, and yet we are in denial that we don't compare. So when Dr. Pillai has given out the teachings and all these really powerful programs and the mantras, it's going to be really up front in our face, those weeds, those weedy thoughts. And they are so deeply ingrained, and that's exactly what anchors us to being stuck in the past. So it's like Dr. Pillai has said many times over the years to me and other members who have been with him for a long, long time, or any members who have been with him for a short time and they're just remembering, oh, yes, I remember seeing you in a previous lifetime, and thank God I'm meeting you again because I know that you're going to help me to evolve. So whether you're an old or a new student in this lifetime coming to meet Dr. Ply, he will say, you know, I see a gray cloud of melancholy all around you. It's like a thunderstorm on you. It looks like you have some challenges. And when he was saying that in this small group of people in one particular time, we were all just like, oh, doom and gloom, right? It was just, when he had said that, it was just like, oh, now what do we do? So he says, but don't worry. He says, oh, you can do this mantra, you can do this, you can do that. So he was so kind to us in the beginning when we were, you know, studying with him. And then that's why we've come to this point, you know, fast forward almost two decades for me, and the helping people along the path. It's been such a pleasure to be able to be of service, because I can totally empathize with you. I can only understand, maybe not exactly what you're going through, but there are times on the path when you're flopping around and there is going to be like a gray cloud of melancholy over you, or there's going to be sunshine and you just don't know what to do with all this sunshine. And you want to, you know, make hay while the sun is shining, so to speak. And, you know, that's what we're here to do as well, is to just be real with what's going on in this moment. And then in this moment, when we're in the now, we can make the change. Where's the change? The change is happening within. If you don't feel peace within yourself, how can you see or experience peace outside of yourself? So in every moment, every breath that you take, every step that you make, my God, we're sounding like a sting song. You know, God is with you, and it's within you. So God consciousness is within all of us. It's represented by the archetypes that we have been raised to believe in, divine archetypes that we have been raised to believe in. The consciousness is coming from nature, our surroundings. The consciousness is coming from previous patterns of behavior that we have, you know, adapted to, or we've said, okay, this is really part of me, you know, this is the only way I can navigate in my life. So here we're just going to keep, because we're evolving as human beings, we're going to keep evolving. Even the masters, all the greats who are on this planet right now, they are out in the world. They're out and about. They're not sitting in, you know, a cave or something like that. Some are, but all the greats who are out there doing public speaking, public service, you know, traveling around the world constantly, just getting on planes and going from the next thing to the next thing to the next thing, they're all doing it in divine service. So when we see that, or we can, you know, kind of observe that and just relate it to in our lives, if we are getting off the bed and we're being miserable getting off the bed, and we do that day after day, or we're tired, or we're this, or we're that, then there's something that we got to check about the ability to, our own ability to see something else inside. So we got to dig out the weeds. And then we've got to put in, we've got to plant some new light, some new intelligence, because intelligence is light, right? When you have more light, you can see more. When you see more, then you can do more. You have different options. You don't have to just respond one way. So we're going to find out how the sun is affecting us in the next 30 days. With Radha's sharing of from a Vedic astrology perspective, because everybody comes here with a birth chart, the planets are aligned when we're all born, and there's some planets that are transiting all throughout our life, and everyone is impacted by it every day. Sunday, we're all impacted by the sun's energy. That's why we have this call is to keep tuning into the sun's energy, because the sun represents our soul. So as we're here together, we're on an individual level, we're coming together to bring in a collective consciousness where we're gathering together and our souls are touching one another. And whether we can see each other or not, and whether we're on this side of the world or that side of the world, wherever we are impacting one another by the presence of coming together in this community. And then Dr. Pillai is also overseeing the program. Whether he's on this call or not, he's tuning in because he knows everyone who has come to be a part of this program is that they want to see transformation. And when we go into a practice, which we'll do in about a few seconds, we will start to invoke his presence. And when his presence is invoked, we'll be able to dive deeper into our own inner world. And when we dive deeper into our own inner world, past the layers and layers and layers and layers of consciousness, we'll pull up our soul. We'll feel the soul's energy coming up, or that spiritual energy coming in that is none other than our higher selves. God consciousness, all the masters, all the divine beings. They're surrounding us when we meditate, and they're surrounding us all the time. But particularly when we meditate, we'll become more aware of it because we shut ourselves out to all the other extraneous things in our external environment. But those people who need to go, thanks for joining. You can listen to the rest of the discussion at your leisure. The recording will be posted to Sundays with Sutri, the blog, as we do every week. And then can receive a email write up from Yagna, who shares about what we experienced during the weekly call. And as we're slowly coming back, for those of you who are going to be staying, I'll ask Radha to come and join and then share about the sun's transit into Capricorn. Radha, are you there?
Hi, Sutrita.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you. I'm happy to be on the call.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining, Radha, and for sharing with us what you can expect with this sun's transit. And then also you are really so wonderful at giving us tips and tools and practices and things to focus on in our lives so that we understand this energy and how we can use it wisely.
Sure. Yeah, it's always great to look at what energies are present, you know, for every day and the upcoming week, because it's like a weather forecast. It helps us plan the activities that are most favorable and it's to make things more enjoyable, really. You know, meteorology and weather can help us so that we don't plan to go out on a picnic when there's a big rainstorm scheduled. You know, we would do something.
You're right.
Inside. Yeah, it's the same way with Vedic astrology, but it just kind of affects us even more than the weather does.
For sure. Please go ahead and let us know what we can expect at the soul level, because the sun represents the soul, right?
Yeah, the sun is our soul. It signifies activity, royalty, and also the father. So, yes, the sun has entered Capricorn on this past Wednesday, January 14th, and the sun is going to be moving through Capricorn until February 12th. Now, when the sun entered into Capricorn, we call that the Vedic winter solstice. And that's because it initiates 6 months when the sun is moving northward through the zodiac signs. And north is the direction of Lord Kubera, who is the banker in heaven. And so the sun is bringing in a favorable energy for starting new ventures and including prosperity. And it's like it's just a good time to start things because the sun is just bringing in new life force and consciousness and helping us to do our life purpose in the world. So Capricorn is called Makara in Sanskrit, and it's a sign that has to do with ancient past life abilities and karmas. Its symbol is an animal that has the head and the front parts of a deer and then the hind parts of a crocodile, two very different animals. So it's a very curious symbol, but if you think about it, a deer is a very gentle and curious and graceful animal, and a crocodile is like an ancient predator that has enormous strength and patience. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is a planet of discipline, perseverance, sometimes restrictions, and compassion. And so Saturn and Capricorn can actually help us to bring unexpected skills back to life. These would be skills that we had developed in previous lifetimes, provided that we do our part to clean up our karmas from the past. And it is kind of, speaking of cleaning up karmas, it is interesting, right now we're still in Pradosham, the karma busting 13th phase of the moon, just for another couple hours. And yesterday it was Pradosham as well, and it was a very powerful Saturn Pradosham. And that's like the time when you can remove the most karma, when you do, when you pour milk or water or juice over Shiva Linga and chant the karma busting mantras and also do things like cut limes, rolling cut limes or coconuts. If you missed yesterday's Saturn Pradosham, don't worry, there's actually another one in 2 weeks on the 31st. So you get another chance to clear out a lot of karma. So Capricorn is a sign that has to do with manifestation, which is manifesting is really just bringing our internal goals and desires into a concrete form out in the world. And it includes the energies of working hard and of following a set course. And this hard-working nature of Capricorn, when you use this hard-working nature for inward work, it can help you to become mentally strong and also spiritually detached. Now, Capricorn is the natural 10th house of the zodiac. The 10th house is a house of career and life purpose. And so this is where the sun is powering up the 10th house of career and life purpose for the whole world this month. And all of us, depending on our personal horoscope, Capricorn may not be the 10th house for us personally, depending on when we were born. It might be our 5th house or our 1st house, etc. And so all of us will have a slightly different experience, but there is also a general thing that's happening to the world as a whole, that the sun is powering up the natural house, 10th house of career and life purpose. And this is the realm of life where we develop a profession and we might seek to get authority, status, and to enjoy a good reputation with other people. And also through working in a career, we fulfill our life purpose. And then life purpose is also called dharma. Now, another we have a couple favorable aspects that are happening. Jupiter, is aspecting Sun and Capricorn this month. And Jupiter is currently exalted and extremely powerful. Jupiter is the 200% life planet of spiritual blessings and material wealth. Now, Saturn is sitting in Scorpio, which means that Saturn is also giving an aspect, or he's looking at Capricorn this month. And Capricorn is his own house. So this is beneficial. Both the Jupiter and Saturn aspects are going to be beneficial, especially for helping us in the areas of career. And let's see, we also have Mercury, the planet of communication and business and wealth, is currently in Capricorn. And also Venus is transiting Capricorn, Venus being the planet of beauty and arts and luxury. So what would be activities that you might find advantageous for this month? Well, one thing would be to notice are you becoming aware of any past life powers and abilities, and also maybe past some deep-seated karmas. When you become aware of this, just pay attention, and then take advantage of your own unique strengths and abilities. I mean, we have all come here with different gifts to share with the world, and this could be the sun being here can help you to illuminate what your strengths are that you may have developed in many past lives, and so it will feel natural for you to do it now. And then if karmas come up, take advantage. Don't be afraid, but just take advantage of the karma busting rituals, which you can do every day. But definitely Saturday, January 31st, is going to be and that's a day where you can do a big house cleaning, and dissolve a lot of negative karmas. Because Saturn is
in charge of some of the toughest karma, and so when the
falls on his day, Saturday.
Rada?
Yes.
Rada?
Yes.
Rada?
Yes. Can you hear me?
You kind of faded away a bit. So can you? You said Saturn, and then something about January 31st.
Oh, okay. Is the sound better now?
Yeah, it's better now.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, so January 31st will be the Saturn Shani Pradosham on a Saturday.
Okay.
So if you do feel the karma's coming up, and this is really normal, this happens to all of us, definitely to me, this is the time. Saturn is in charge of some of the toughest karmas. And so when the Pradosham falls on his day, Saturday, he's giving an opportunity that we can really do the karma busting mantras and practices and clear away a lot of negativity. So other favorable activities for this month would be taking action for your life purpose and what you desire to manifest. Starting new ventures in your personal life and in your professional life. This could be a good time to promote yourself, perhaps to change jobs or to ask for a raise. And it's a good time to take pride in doing a good job and working hard. It would be good to keep your ego in check. For example, be patient with others, and then make sure to share the credit with them if you're working on a project with others, and try to avoid clashing with people in authority. So that's the outlook for Sun and Capricorn, and then in the next few weeks we're going to be having quite a few powerful energy vortex days which is, you know, every time we talk, it's that way. It seems every week, definitely every month, every week too, there are a lot of powerful days. And once you start attending Sundays with Sucharita, you quickly learn that every single week there's something going on in terms of Vedic power days. So the next few weeks are the same as usual, well, different power days, but it's almost like the divine is showing us that every moment is so powerful, and if we just have to pay attention, and if we stay in the now, then we have infinite power is available to us. So tomorrow is the new moon. It's going to be on Monday, January 19th. It's called the Thai Amavasya new moon. And so this will be a very good day to offer tarpanam for your ancestors, because Lord Shiva is giving the energy that to help your ancestors to evolve and go into higher planes of light. And when they do that, they can bless you and to resolve, you know, very practical problems in your life and to improve your life. And for us in the West, it's on a Monday tomorrow, but in India it actually falls on the Tuesday, the 20th, and so that makes it especially good for removing bad financial karma that you might be experiencing through, you know, ancestors that had scarcity consciousness or debt consciousness. And then on this Wednesday, Mercury is going retrograde in Capricorn, and so it might be interesting just to notice during the time Mercury is retrograde. It'll be from this Wednesday, the 21st, continuing through February 11th, when he'll go direct again. It might be interesting just to notice how this affects you, if at all. It might not. But just pay attention to how is the communication working for you, and how is technology working for you, like your relationship with computers or phones or different technological processes you might be involved with at work, for example. And pay attention to see how this affects you, because it'll be different depending on if your Mercury is strong or if your Mercury is a bit weak and needs some strengthening through remedies. And then, actually, we have more things going on. This coming Saturday, the 24th, is going to be Vasanta Panchami. And this is a time when the energy of Goddess Saraswati is going to be very available. She's the goddess of intelligence, consciousness, the arts, music. And she's going to be really present. And you can seek blessings from her for, helping with any educational endeavors, getting good grades, having a love of learning, music and the arts, and also just to evolve to a higher consciousness. And Astroved has noted that this is a great day to honor Saraswati and also to honor her teacher, which is the horse-headed god, Lord Hayagriva, a form of Vishnu. And so on the blog, I'll put a link where you can learn more about these different power times if you'd like to research more. And then a couple more things are going on. Ratha Saptami, I may be pronouncing that incorrectly, it is going to be on the 26th, a Monday, and that is the birthday of the sun. And so this is a day when there's going to be an opportunity to improve your health and vitality and also achieve your goals. The birth star of the day is also going to be Ashwini, which is a star of health and healing. And also to give you, the 31st is at Shani Pradosham. And then February 1st is going to be Dr. Pillai's birthday. And the second is going to be Thai Pusam, the Day of Light. So they're like right there in the same time frame. And so this is going to be a great time to connect with Dr. Pillai's blessings. He's going to be offering a 3-hour meditation on that day on the 1st. So we've got a couple weeks until then, but you might want to check that out and see if it's something that interests you. And Thai Pusam is the day when Swami Ramalingam ascended into light. And it's also the day that Lord Muruga received the bell from his mother, the goddess Parvati. So this is the time when you can accomplish in one day what would take you several years of meditation to achieve on your own. And so it's really, really a blessing that Dr. Pillai is going to offer. He's going to be having his trip in India, but if you're not going to be on that, he's going to be offering a 3-hour call. So that's going to be a time to accomplish. Imagine being 3 hours in Dr. Pillai's presence, you know, right around that Thai Pusam time period. I haven't read this yet, but I'm just guessing that this is going to be time where that 3 hours of meditation is going to accomplish maybe what you couldn't accomplish in years of meditating on your own. What do you think, Sucharita?
Yeah, definitely, Rod. I was just going to comment on that as well, unless you have more to share.
No, that's it. It was a lot.
Yeah, it's good. I'm so glad that you brought it up because there's so much going on at Astrovid and Pillai Center. It can be so overwhelming. Like you said, it's like every week there's something, right? So, and that's what we're here to do too. So I really, really appreciate your sharing because it gives us a better understanding of what we can share with the members and how they can navigate accordingly. And how we base our guidance on is whatever resonates, as you said, Radha, whatever resonates with anyone, and it's pulling on your heartstrings or it's like pulling on internally and it's saying to you, you know, look at your finances, look at your budget, your bank budget, look at your, you know, how it's going to impact your everyday life and how you would like it to impact your everyday life. And sit and meditate on it. You know, don't just pull the trigger and, okay, got to go order this and order that, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, I don't even know what I ordered and why I'm doing that, but I know it's going to help me. But Dr. Pillai says, you know, I'm offering all these things because he knows that every individual has his or her own unique path. So whatever is really resonating with you, then that's something that you want to, you know, go a little bit deeper into, look at it, and send your questions. You can send them to Maria at Pillai Center or office at Pillai Center, and they'll be so happy to help you to choose the right service or the right program that is right for you at this point in time. I'm so glad, though, Radha, that you shared about Thai Pusam, so I'm going to work our way backwards from your forecast. So February 1st is Dr. Pillai's birthday. And it came about that he's offering this special proxy, meaning that it will be done on your behalf. So what's being done on your behalf? Because we're all going to call in. We're going to have a 3-hour teleconference with him. And during that 3 hours, as you and I know, Radha, and many of us know, those 3 hours go by like a minute. It feels so fast. And Dr. Pillai will share a teaching. He'll share an initiation. He's going to be in Rameshwaram at that time, which is the place for deep cleansing of karma. That's what his city power is. If he said, my city power is to come into this lifetime to share with everyone that they can change their destiny. And when we tap into his energy and we listen to him where and he's present right in that vortex of karma cleansing, then it's kind of like we're dipping into this ocean of intelligence that just is going to totally transform us in ways that we can't imagine. So he's offering this proxy opportunity for us, because members have been writing in and they've been saying, please, please, please ask him if he will do something for those people who can't go on the India trip so that we don't miss out on the special teachings while he's there, and also celebrating his birthday with him in that special place. So that is going to be available. It's a 3-hour meditation. A teaching will be there. And then also there's going to be, because you were participating in a proxy, there's going to be some gifts. So we'll have the 3-hour virtual meditation experience, and then we're also going to get a 3D cube with Dr. Pillai's picture. And then when you keep that in your room or in your workspace, then it will invoke his energy, and then it will help to create this atmosphere of miracles, of cleansing the karma, and then you'll have his constant darshan coming in. So that's spiritual transmission. And then there's a metal yantra with his birth chart, and it'll be energized during his birthday fire lab. And that, again, our birth chart is a blueprint of who we are and how we can navigate in life. So having his birth chart, you're going to get this Siddha, it's like a Siddha proxy technology. So you can access his power and protection and miracles wherever you are. So some people take the yantra, they can keep it in their puja room or their meditation room. You can keep it in your wallet. Mm-hmm. So it's always with you. And then protecting you on so many different levels. And then there's also going to be a birthday fire lab broadcast from the Chennai Remedy Center. And that's when you put your name, when you order this package, then you put your name and your birth star. And that gets said aloud during the fire lab. And then with all the offerings made to all the divine beings and on Dr. Pillai's behalf of his birthday, it's kind of like we get to be at the party without having to jump on a plane and go there. So we're going to get abundant grace and blessings. And then that star energy that each of us has come to this lifetime to live out, it gets really, really empowered. And then that light energy is able to show us, be like a beacon, a light that shows us where to navigate in those not-so-light places or dark places in our lives. So it will light up the places that we want to see happening in our lives. It will give us ideas, like be like a flashbulb, you know, in the cartoons they used to be depicting these characters where they'd have a problem and then all of a sudden they'd get this light bulb flashing above their head. It was this idea, oh my God, it came out of nowhere, and it helped them to do something else, gave them another idea. So then there's also the Taipusam Fire Lab, which is on February 2nd, and that, again, as Radha had shared, is this grace light, Arutparung Jyoti, that we experienced, maybe we'll hear from some of the members when we open the line, that golden liquid light body. And it's Pusam means, is translated to Pushya. Pushya is the star that Swami Ramalingam had ascended to. He turned his body into light in 1874. And then he put into every individual who, on the earth plane, this light. And depends on where you are in your spiritual path, that light is starting to grow, or it has been growing and developing since you landed here. With that light and intelligence, your spiritual path is unfolding. And then so that we can evolve, because we've all come here to this point in time at the 2012 was the kind of the end of the Mayan calendar, where we have to have a new way of being, a new evolution has to take place. And that is where the golden light or the golden age will bring this light of Swami Ramalingam more and more. And not just Swami Ramalingam, but all the masters who have turned the body into light. Because the body being turned into light means that there's no pain. There's no suffering. There is incredible intelligence, the ability to do miracles. The ability for everyone to collectively come together and come up with alternative ways of being. So whether we like it or not, or whether we know or not, or whether we're awake enough or aware enough or not, or whether we understand or not, it doesn't matter. It's happening. So the more awareness and the more we come in tune with these power times and these times to connect with these divine beings, then we are receiving more and more of that intelligence, because light is intelligence. So this intelligence is coming in. It's going to show up in our lives, as Rod was saying, with the Mercury going into retrograde. People get really scared sometimes. They go, oh, my God, my computer is going to break down, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you're going to put that kind of light and intelligence into that, then probably that's what will happen. But if you can just say, okay, well, maybe this is a time where I have to back myself stuff up. If I don't know about computers, then maybe I should get a tune-up on my computer, or should check my, the computer to make sure it's running properly, because if that's your livelihood, then, you know, so it gives you this ability to just, slow down a little bit. Let's just take a look at what's going on with technology. Maybe the gadgets, maybe you might be interested in finding out how your phone works, all the different tools that you have in your house, you know, anything to do with that. You want to be aware that, hey, this is the time to be more patient, read more, reflect more on it, and then clean up the areas of your miscommunication with your technology, and also communication with yourself. So it helps. Retro means helping to go back inside. So someone might be blah, 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 and that's just coming at you. So it's like, wow, that's your filter. You know, that's your perception. But I want to be able to filter that. So Mercury going retrograde helps you to take in only the amount that you can handle. And then you can just say, thank you so much. That's perfect. Let me go and think about that for a bit. So you can just, you know, someone maybe will have miscommunication with you and you feel very bowled over by that. Or you're affected in some way. It's too much. Negative or positive, it doesn't matter. It's just too much on your energy system. So Mercury gives you that intuition. Oh, that's enough. So it will help you to use that intelligence, use the light, to be able to communicate more effectively. First from within, and then you can speak to the person or the situation or whatever it is, the issue. Might be some things around money, because Mercury represents money, so finances. So check your finances. Make sure that you, are getting a handle on your savings consciousness, especially right after Christmas. Everybody's like, oh, my God, I spent too much over the holidays. And I, you know, it's wintertime and I want to get away, but I don't have that much money. So, spend wisely. So if you need to, take your credit card out of your wallet, right, so that you don't use it unnecessarily. So Mercury helps you to, Mercury in retrograde, yes, it can cause some challenges if you're not aware, if you're not awake. So, and then that will help you to heal. Mercury is also a healing planet, gives you the healing energy, right? A doctor can tell you blah, 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 blah. Or we can make suggestions, blah, 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 here to help to navigate on your spiritual path. But you've got to, you know, go inside and assimilate all that and see where you're at this point in time, what resonates with you. And if you're fearful or afraid, or you feel like, oh, my God, I can't afford this and it's going to harm me, then for sure don't do it. It might be that your soul isn't ready to do that. But if you have this kind of excitement and there's a little bit of fear around it, but it's exciting and it's kind of like pumping you up and saying, yes, this is something that I want to do, then that's where your internal check has is going to look a little different for each and every one. And then you'll say, this is the best investment for me at this point in time. So Swami Ramalingam, you can just do this meditation that we did today, and then just tap into that golden light. What is it telling you? How is it unfolding for you in this next week or so, so that by the next coming weeks you can see, I think, I'm just looking at the store posting. It's on, we'll put that link on the blog with the store posting for Dr. Pillai's birthday proxy is coming up.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was just noticing for the 3-hour meditation that Dr. Pillai is going to do on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I was just noticing that the timing, it says here it says it's going to be from 6 to 9 a.m. on February 1st, so in India. So at least for the timing they're sharing now, it would be good to double-check closer to the event, just to double-check. But it looks like actually it'll be Saturday night in the West for us and on the Shani Pratosham. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And he's going to be in Rameshwaram, the place of, the most powerful place in the world, I think, for removing karma.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah. Does that sound like a destiny changer to you?
It totally is, and I'm so glad that you said that, too, because I was thinking, if he's going to do a 3-hour call, that's like, okay, hopefully everybody will be able to, in the West, participate because people work, so it's not so easy if it's going to be, I didn't see the time. Where's the time, Radha?
I just noticed it on the, when you look on Pillai Center under the events.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm right into the...
Although sometimes those times change, so it's always good, when you order events, just to double check, I find, to make sure.
Yeah, definitely. So it's, if you go to this offering, then it's under events. And under the tab that says events, when you land on Pillai Center, and we'll also have a link for the write-up and on the blog. But just go there, and then if you have any questions, like read about it, go through it all, and then put the timing in your calendar, in your day timer, or on your phone, whatever, computer, and then follow up with Office at Pillai Center or Support at Pillai Center or Maria at Pillai Center. They will be very happy to help you to make sure that you understand what it is that you are participating in and then when you can call in and things like that. But you should automatically get an email that says, thank you, we've received your payment, and then it will give you all the instructions. So go through that email, and if you didn't get it, then check your spam, because that's what happens too. So we're giving you this time to think about this, to integrate what it is to be with Dr. Pillai during his birthday in Rameshwaram at the most powerful karma-busting time, and also at the time where you can get the most transformation, so more intelligence can come in. So they've got all these, very powerful remedies that are also included in this package. But I just wanted to share with you the significance. So it's a really significant time to connect with Dr. Pillai, connect with Swami Ramalingam, connect with the energy that will help to, not only on that day or during those 3 hours, if you can't, jump on the call live or participate live, that recording will be available. So he's just so gracious and he's so practical in that he knows that we can't jump on a plane and we can't all go to India, although he would want us to, to experience it firsthand. But then he also knows that people that have busy lives and they are so committed to their spiritual path and transformation of themselves and others that he's saying, okay, I know what you can just tap in here. And then I will take over for the rest because he's at the soul level, he's our teacher, he's our spiritual guide, our master on this path. So he will connect with us internally and then help us to understand what it is that we need to clean up karmically at this point in time that is preventing us from moving forward, both materially and spiritually. So check it out. It says it's got all the totals in there. So, and I know all these things, all these offerings, all these services separately, the cost of it is tremendous compared to what you're getting. So it's almost, he's giving it almost 50% off. So that's the grace. That's the grace of Guru, and that's the grace of being able to, you know, experience the teaching and then have it, you'll have it forever. Because you just download it and then you can listen to it over and over again, as many of us have who haven't been able to be with him during his birthday trips. And then, too, speaking of the birthday trips, there, although it's filling up all the 3 weeks, they're filling up, there are still, I think, a few spots. So those of you who are wanting to go, and you know, maybe something has come up for you at this point where the money is there, the time off work, you can get the time off work, or you know, something has shifted and you still want to go, then send an email to Office Apply Center, Maria Apply Center, and then just share what your situation is, and they'll help you with the payments and maybe getting a special payment process, installation, something like that, that you can afford to do or that will work for you. And then those people that can't go to India, this is the next best thing. So do the, if you can, do the birthday proxy. It's called Dr. Pillai's birthday proxy. And then read about it on Pillai Center. And again, I've been reading it since I was informed about the link being there, and I just was like, wow, he's really, really giving out tremendous blessings. So, and when he does all these energizations, like there are so many energizations that are going on with this proxy package, more so than I've ever seen being offered in a proxy kind of way, it means that we're all evolving. And spiritually, we're able to handle this energy in our lives and to be able to put it to use in our lives. So we've been sharing over the past year or so in this program that we have the blessings to get a lot of this intelligence, but how to use it wisely. So how to choose which program is best for us, which service is best for us, which event is best for us, is that you go inside and then just do your meditation practices and get, if you want to manifest this going to India, then you manifest it. If you want to manifest this proxy, then you manifest it. And then once you see that you can manifest it, then you'll start to have faith and belief in your path and what you're doing with your spiritual and material pursuits. So, very powerful time. And again, Thai Pusam, that's the time of ascension for Swami Ramalingam. Lord Maruga got his veil from Parvati, his mom, and that Parvati means the Shakti energy, the feminine energy to make things to materialize. And then give you energy, like give you vitality, give you clarity of thought. You know, root out demons and obsessive behavior and like the battle that goes on within. So she gives it to Lord Muruga, her son, because he's the Lord who is destined to fight the demons and destroy karma. So again, a lot of karma busting. So if you have been stuck up until this point, this is a really powerful time to get unstuck. And then getting more aligned. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I've been doing all this mantras and things and I don't feel anything. It's just like the garden, you know, you plant the seeds. The seeds are the mantras. It's actually bija is a seed. It means the one word of a mantra. So the mantra is the bean. And then you plant the seeds in your garden, and then you don't know what's going on underneath until some time goes by. And then pop, up comes something, and then keeps growing, and then you have this beautiful flower, fruit, or food, whatever. You plant it. So, again, as Radha was saying, being in a power, or tuning in at a power time, you're going to experience in 3 hours of meditation and all these services that are being done on your behalf, all these soul cleansing services and empowerments and initiations by the divine beings that are being invoked on your behalf, that is going to be worth hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of meditation. So it's kind of like, okay, if you haven't meditated this year or even up until this point, and you go into this vortex, you kind of get, hey, an empowerment that is equal to all that that you missed. So that's a really powerful time to tap into. And then, yeah, coming up, Goddess Saraswati. Goddess Saraswati is, yes, intelligence, consciousness, arts, music, education, dance. But she's there to give you spiritual evolution. So we can be on the spiritual path, but then we don't necessarily have clarity all the time on what it is we're doing, because we're not seeing the results, right? Because the flower hasn't popped out of the plant hasn't popped up, and then the flower hasn't bloomed yet. So she gives you that understanding that be patient. Be wise in all your decisions. Don't just go and say, okay, I'm going to dig up the garden now and see what the heck is going on with that seed. Not a good idea, right? You just ruined it. See, we always say, oh, geez, you know, it's because of him or her or this or that, past life, this life, that life, blah, blah, blah. And to some extent, it is totally true. However, it's because our souls wanted to experience that, to show us where we need to go, back inside and cultivate, clean out, plant good seeds inside. So Saraswati says, you know, this is, you could react to this, you could do that, but it might blow up all the years of, and maybe lifetimes of coming to this point where you're just about to see the new growth come. Pop. So she gives you that ability to discern. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You don't need to be right and make the other person wrong, or make yourself wrong and the other person right. So she kind of, Saraswati, rides the swan. And there's a story that the swan's can separate the milk from the water, the liquid from the milk. So it's how does one do that? So you want to have that wisdom, that you want to have that ability to discern. And it's not about right or wrong or black or white. It's about living in the now, which is knowing exactly, okay, I see. I see that I've just got to cultivate patience. I have to go more internally. I have to really select how I'm going to respond. And if it's not with love, unconditional love and patience and persistence and perseverance and joy and all those things that will produce tremendous results, a positive outcome, then I got to go and clean up. So she will help you to do that. So it's not such a, you know, broken down, drilling down to the whole process. It's so detailed, blah, blah, blah. Who cares about all that? So Saraswati just put that intelligence in me so I know exactly what I need to do in any given moment. So many of you have written in and said, I couldn't believe Chitrita was in the situation where I was getting screamed at, yelled at, you know, told this, that. And I just stayed inside. I stayed in my susumna. I kept my thinking, not what was going on outside. Yes, of course, it was like, whoa. But I was just going inside. And I could feel all this energy coming up. And I just decided to bite my tongue and just not say a word. And in that silence, there's a lot going on, but in that inner silence, they said, a tremendous amount of energy came in. And then all of a sudden, this person just stopped and then shifted. And the whole thing, it was like a miracle. Yes, who's this?
Livia.
Livia, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good.
Sorry interrupting you.
No, go ahead, please do.
Yeah, I had a question. Mm-hmm. Actually, by the way, thank you so much for this very rich call. The meditation, especially the Amrita light, was very, very powerful. And also thank you so much for the reports, Radha's report. Super helpful. So, my question is, I received the Raksha plate the other day, and I was going to ask you, I have no idea how to handle it. You know what I mean? Like, is there any specific things I need to do?
Are you talking about the Raksha plate from your nadi, Olivia?
Yes. Oh,
okay. So you had your nadi reading, and then you did the nadi remedies, chapter 13 and 14, mm-hmm. and then they sent you the energized Raksha plate.
Right.
Okay, good. Because there are other yantras that people get, and they call it a Raksha plate. So I just wanted to make sure I'm talking about the same thing that you're talking about.
Yeah, well, this one has like a star thing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so the Raksha plate is a deity, and that is like it represents the deity that you, in that particular lifetime, you needed to call upon, and then he or she, that energy, will protect you from hereafter. So that, if you go to, if you send an email to nadi@astroved.com, you can ask them what your nadi has prescribed for you. So some people, they may put their it may be prescribed that they have to put their Raksha plate on their altar, their meditation altar. Some people might have to put it in an amulet. And if it did come in an amulet, like a silver case, did it come in a silver case for you?
It came in not silver case, but regular case, you know, the is it like it's a little case, but you know those cases that they say different things, like a label, like Dr. Pillai's.
Oh, so it didn't come. You didn't get a silver amulet holder, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, so if you didn't, then I would definitely inquire about that. So send an email to nadi@astroved.com. And then if they were supposed to send you a silver amulet, then I think you might have to order that, although it could have been included in that package. So find out the details of what, first of all, what you need to do with your Raksha plate, whether you need to put it on your altar, keep it in your meditation room, or you need to put it in an amulet holder. Now, the silver, I'm saying it's because it's much less expensive than the gold one.
Right.
So, and I'm not sure if they can ship gold anyways, or even silver. So they may say you have to go and try and find one wherever you are in the world, whatever city you're in, and maybe go to an Indian jeweler and they can make you one. But also, since you're going to India, you may be able to pick one up while you're there. Mm-hmm. So most people they roll the Raksha plate up, and then they put it into the amulet, and then they wear it on a chain around their neck.
Oh, well, wait a minute, because this is, This is quite big. I don't know if I could have it on my neck. So I don't know if we are talking about two different things. But
We might not be. So maybe send me an email and then I'll get more clarity around that.
Okay, because I will send you measurement, how big it is.
Yeah, or if you have a phone, take a picture of it.
Right. Because I'm not sure what you mean in a plate, because this is like a plate. But
did it come from Astrovet?
Yes.
Well, there were some remedies, though, that there was an empowerment, I think, was around, one it was. Could have been Rama.
I know that they sent me even the shipping information. I think they were rushing it so it gets here before I leave for the trip, right? I don't know, because I mentioned that I am leaving for India, and they right away said, oh, we will ship it right away, certain day, and it will get to you. Because I was just asking whether I just pick it up there, you know, when I'm there, or is it better to send it? So I guess they prefer to send it, but I had to actually go to the post office to pick it up.
Yeah, that's quite common. It's sometimes a booty. I have to go to the post office to pick it up, too. Depends on your customs. You know, Canadian customs, they always want you to go to the post office.
Yeah.
Send me an email, and then in the meantime, too, send an email, take a picture of it, send an email to Nadia@astrovet.com, and then say, is this a Nadi Raksha plate, and what do I need to do with it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, Olivia.
Like always, thanks.
Very welcome. Enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah, so for those people who are just joining for the first time or who have been interested in getting a Nadi, that's something that's a really powerful thing for you to do because it helps you to understand what your purpose is. So maybe Sun transiting into Capricorn will wake that up in you. And just it's interesting because the word awake and aware, there's only one difference in the letters, and one is the letter R and the K when you change those two letters. So when you're aware, when you wake up to your life, you start to become more aware. So you just change that perspective a little bit. You get more of a deeper understanding of, this all this stuff is lit up in my life. How is that affecting me? Is it making me to want to move forward and in this direction or that direction? So the Nadi will tell you, hey, here's where you've been stuck, and here's what's following you. And in some cases, like my Nadi, it says, oh, this sin keeps following her. It's haunting her. And at first, when I was first hearing that from the Nadis, I was like, oh, my God, it was falling apart. And I was like, oh, I can't do anything right. Oh, my God, this is such a bad sin. It's just following me, and it's just going to keep there and be forever there. No. You know, Nadi after Nadi, I keep doing all these remedies. It's still following me. It's because there's a maturity that has to come in one's life, where you totally, completely have understood that lesson and how it impacts you on so many different levels. And it's got to be on the subtlest level where you don't know. So the Nadi comes in and says, you think this is cleaned up. You haven't learned it yet. Get back in there. Get it cleaned up. So the Nadi, sometimes people get tremendous results from doing one Nadi reading, and then the life changes, and then they, you know, continue on with their spiritual material pursuits, and everything is going great. And then all of a sudden they'll be like hit a plateau, and they'll say, oh, something's not right here. I'm just, you know, not inspired. Or all of a sudden some karma comes out of nowhere, just like you'd be driving down the road and, you know, you're very careful. You've learned from your mistakes. You don't want to speed. You'll get a ticket. You might get points, and your insurance goes up, or you get your license taken away or whatever. And you just go, whoa, I am just going to pay attention to the rules of the road. But then all of a sudden, some other guy comes out of nowhere and clips you. Bang! What the heck? So then you find out the naughty is cleaning up a lot of that intelligence, but then something else, your sixth sense, that ability to see 360 or ahead of time, isn't so honed or tuned. So there's a spiritual maturity that comes with every naughty. It's like an initiation into what? Into your new consciousness. So all these services, all these programs, all these remedies, rituals, are just ways to discover who you are at that point in time, and then to allow that intelligence to guide you. And if you're kicking and screaming and saying nothing's happening, then I invite you, please, have a look at from the point at which you started with your teachings with Dr. Pillai, your path with Dr. Pillai. I invite you to see what was the impetus to make you to come and study under him. Maybe not directly, you haven't met him, but definitely if you're here, you're studying under him. He's pulling your soul. So however you got to this point, he's pulling your soul to find out not what's happening with him. He's fine. He's fine with what's going on with him. It's what's happening with you. So you will be able to tap into his energy, and all these services are being offered and being empowered by him, and that's where you receive your initiations or your understanding of how much energy you can handle and how much intelligence you can handle. So you may think, this is not working for me, or why is my life going sideways? Then you have to keep looking. It's like you get on the horse, so you want to learn horseback riding. And you get on a bucking bronco, which is just us. You know, we're all over the place. We came here and we were flopping all over, and all of a sudden we're here, master. We're here, teacher. Teach me. Help me. But meanwhile, the bucking bronco is still bucking. So he's like, okay, if I'm supposed to make you into a racehorse where you're hardly breathing at all, but you're moving at a tremendous speed, we need a little bit of balancing out here, recalibration. We need to tame you down a bit. We need to, you know, get rid of some behaviors that are causing you to bounce all over the place and, you know, make a mess of the life. And then once you handle that energy and settle, then you start to use all these teachings and all these initiations. You know, where the proper trainers are coming and the proper riders are coming and anything that has to do with you using the energy wisely. Yeah, who's there? Is someone there? I'll give you a moment. Sometimes we, you can press *6 too many times and then you can't. Okay. Just please, anyone, interrupt me at any time. So you know, the naughty is a great way. Astrology, the astrology readings, the consultations that are offered through Apply Center, those are really great tools to help you to navigate. So Sun transiting Capricorn is helping you to, you know, been kind of like a wild horse running around, right? And you want to just move in a straight direction. And you want to use the energy wise. You want to be really powerful and use it when you need to. And then, you know, be beautiful and graceful when you're not running the race, the rat race, the human race. You know, and to blast through, you know, some obstacles. If you're being challenged, so you want to use your energy and focus and all the rest wisely. And then that will be living your life purpose. Someone said to me, I have no desires. I don't want to do anything. I'm at the aging stage where I've done it all. I'm getting depressed because I don't know what lies ahead. And I said to the person, yeah, that's what happens any time along the way. And the divine will keep guiding you and saying and coaxing you. Have you tried this? Have you tried that? Look at this. Look at that. It will keep inspiring you because the divine is all about spirit. So putting the spirit inside you, inspiring you. And then that energy, it's already been inside you, but this, when we look to the outside, we look to these sources from outside of us to help to guide us, to give us more, shed more light on what it is that we can do. Then we can take that information and put it inside, and then that becomes inspiring, putting the spirit inside, and then with our own spirit that's, we're cultivating that garden from within, then this, you know, this, it's like moving the kundalini. The kundalini is this feminine energy that represents material, making things to matter, making, creating in our lives, creating something in our lives. And then the consciousness is coming from within as well. And so there's this mixture of the divine feminine, divine masculine. The consciousness is the masculine energy. And so it helps us to understand what's happening within us. And
hi,
then,
Sucharita.
Yeah, who's this?
Can you hear me? This is
Ramya.
This is, yeah. Oh my gosh, you can feel my voice. I have a question for you about the naughty readings. Is it? I know that a lot of people like to. I remember go to India and actually do the remedies there. But does it matter that much? Do you need to go? I mean, I can't really go to India at this point anyway, but
sure.
I'm debating back and forth on this thing, whether to, you know, how much money of the naughty readings and the and taking the birthday thing, you know, the thing that's going to happen on February 1st and 2nd.
The proxy?
Yeah, and I don't know what, I'm sort of drawn to the naughty, but I'm also, you know, drawn to Dr. Pillai, but I don't have a lot of money. It just seems like it's costing so much money.
Yeah, for sure. And this is the whole, this is great. You're bringing this up. So whatever, so how I would guide you, Rami, and if you don't mind, I'm going to relate it to everyone. So we're not just looking at your situation, but using your situation as a guiding for everyone. So, you know, getting the naughty reading. So here's your thing. So do I get the naughty or do I get the proxy? Because that's what's in my bank account, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. So what you do is you just meditate and you just ask for that intelligence from within. And you ask Dr. Pillai where you are going to get your most bang for buck. So to speak.
Okay, that's and good.
Then, yeah, but see, here's the thing that we also have to remember that there are time-sensitive or opportunities that happen at the most precious time that you can reap the most beneficial results. So I would say that if you have or you are restricted in your budget, go for the proxy because that's a time-sensitive. Wow. It's a one time that Dr. Pillai is going to be there in the right place at the right time, empowering you and giving you all that download and then you taking that in and absorbing it and then moving forward in your life. The naughty, you can do it anytime.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then the second part of that is that the naughty reading and remedies, you can do it online. You don't have to go jump on a plane. Although they will say, hey, you'll get tremendous benefit, but God only knows what any one of us can do. So I've done both. I've done it when I can go there and then do the remedies in person, and I've also done it online and done by proxy for me. And the results in my life have been transformative. So, okay. Again, don't compare yourself to someone else, right? You see, you try it out and see what happens for you. But if someone yeah. says, oh, you must go to India, blah, blah, that's their filter, right?
Okay.
You know, it's highly recommended that you go, but the divine knows. And Dr. Pillai would never say, you just better get on a plane and go, Ramya. He would never do that. He will say, I totally get you. I totally understand where you're at. So, and there are a lot of people, Ramya, that are older and they can't get on a plane for, you know, 25 hours or whatever it is. And
right.
they just, you know, they're totally stressed out about it. And he says, why are you stressing? I'm with you. I know what you can and cannot do. Okay?
Okay, that's good. Okay. That helps me.
Okay.
Because
Anything else?
I was sort of leaning towards the proxy thing because I felt like the thing with Anadi is to try to help you to get rid of, to figure out what are your kind of stuck karmas, but the proxy thing could actually get rid of some karmas.
Absolutely.
Or you know what I mean?
Yeah, or it will help you to cleanse more deeper so that when
yeah.
you go to get your Anadi, you've been empowered. You've been empowered,
sure.
and then you've also been initiated into something new with Dr. Pillai.
Yeah, and then also having more his presence with the cubes and the other thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I think he may be, it seems to me like he may be trying to help us to help him, you know, to bring the connections closer to you so that he can help you better.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, but having said that, if people are not, you know, they're new and they just, well, I'm not really sure if I do the proxy, even if it is time sensitive, I'm more interested in the Anadi, then do the Anadi because it's whatever calls to you.
Sure.
So
yeah,
I don't want to leave this, you know, well, I'm talking to you, Ramya, or I'm giving you some guidance, and then someone says, well, that doesn't resonate with me.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. They have to do what resonates with them. And again, too, don't just listen to me, Ramya. You got to listen to your own soul, sister.
Right. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much. And that's about it. I don't have any huge things happening with the spirits right now, with my own spirit.
Okay.
Yes.
Not this
okay.
week, right, Ramya?
yeah. Not this week. Okay. Thank you very
All
much.
Right. Okay. Take care.
Take care. Bye bye.
Thanks. Yeah, so again, the sun is our soul. And so as Radha mentioned in the forecast for this month, our soul is going to be waking. It's going to be waking up. It's going to be making us to become more aware of what is available once we wake up. Okay, what are our options here? What's going to work for us? What do we need to do to get that next injection of intelligence, you know, that we don't seem to be getting in our everyday life. So it's really going to see how we are moving with more purpose. And then that purposeful movement and that movement forward with discernment will allow us to choose, make our choices more wisely. And with that wisdom, then all the intelligence comes and all the light comes and it lights up every area of our life. Whether we're feeling good or not good, that thing will manifest for us that is supposed to be given to us just because we've made the efforts. You don't see an Olympic athlete going, oh yeah, that was a piece of cake. Yeah, got the gold medal. Uh-huh. They have died for that puppy, right? That thing has just been like, and it's so sweet because they had put so much effort into it, right? It didn't just come to them. It wasn't just a fluke. So as Dr. Pillai said, you have to have the mind of an athlete. No matter what injury or insult or assault or setback has happened, to you on the path, you are just going for the gold, going for that golden light, intelligence, no pain, that body that will do everything, that body and mind. You'll be here in this world, but you'll be able to create so much healing in yourself and other people. You'll be able to manifest and de-manifest. That's the thing, too, is that people say, oh, my God, I thought I wanted this to manifest. This was my desire. And yikes, how do I de-manifest it? You can do that in an instant. And if you have no desires, then you've got to go deeper and find out what your divine desire is. Because there's some reason your soul here is on the earth plane. You might have come to a point where, okay, been there, done that, and it's not, I feel empty. Great. Get full. Get full of divinity. Get full of something that inspires other people. And then you'll be totally inspired. So what else? What else? We talked about. The Tarpanam coming up, Thai Amavasya, why things are not happening in our lives. We have financial blocks. We have relationship blocks. We have family issues that we have, you know, gone through boxes of tissues for our issues with our families, our relatives, our in-laws. So there's some ancestor or maybe perhaps a group of them. Not just immediate, but maybe generations prior to, that are preventing the evolution, preventing everyone from living a more fulfilled life and getting along with one another. Because they didn't get along with their siblings or mothers or fathers or whatever, aunts, uncles. So they're stuck in planes of existence now that they've passed from the physical, and they're stuck. And they're trapped. So all they know how to do is to bother people through their genes. So it's kind of like their way of communicating with us. You know, negative attention. You've heard of that in psychological world's terms. So negative attention is better than no attention, right? So when you see things acting up in your life and you've done things to propitiate the planets and you're doing mantras to bring in divine beings and there's a block, then there's the ancestors. We have to pay attention to the ancestors. We've talked about that lots of times. Do the daily practice with the Tarpanam. But on this time of the year, Thai Amavasya, it's a new moon in the month of Thai, and that will help to bring in the blessings of Lord Shiva, or he'll just say, okay, ancestor, you know what? You don't have to call on anybody and act up anymore. I'll just free you from this level of existence. Are you going to be okay with that? And they are, because they're just like, oh, my God, I get free to go because of what their descendant is doing, which is us. Anyone who participates in Tarpanam on this day. And then when we pray for our ancestors to be relieved, then Lord Shiva comes and says, okay, you get a pass, you get to go to the next level. And then as you're going to the next level, because they're so happy to be freed up from being stuck in whatever it is, no man's land, then they will be shining blessings on you because you're the one who said, okay, I'm going to tune in at this time and really sincerely pray for my ancestors to evolve to higher states of being. And then they say, yeah, that was the person. Please bless them. Okay? Then and I've asked Dr. Pillai, I said, how do you know when your ancestors are appeased? And he said, because things will start to really move quickly for you. You'll all of a sudden have some sort of financial windfall, or your health issue will turn around, and you all of a sudden you get good positive test results. If you had a health issue and you had to go get tests and go visit your doctor, you don't have to go through that process anymore. Or you feel this tremendous energy coming in, vitality coming in, your outlook on life has changed. A lot of people say their depression suddenly disappeared. Their frustration suddenly disappeared. Even stuff that would trigger that in the past, it doesn't happen. They're just like laughing at themselves going, oh my God, why was I so stressed about that very same situation? You know, a week ago I would have been whatever had this happened. So then that means that the ancestors are saying, okay, I'm very happy. So I want to give you some freedom to move and navigate in your life in a different way that's more fulfilling, more rewarding. So that's another time of the year. There aren't too many times of the year that you can participate in a Tarpanam service or ritual that is done on behalf of your ancestors because you said, listen, I got to do something for them because I know they're suffering. Because I'm suffering. So pay attention to that time coming up. I think that, as Radha had said, it's the 19th Eastern Standard and then 20th India Standard Time. Yeah. So Noah, is there any more questions or comments, sharing? So, and then two people are saying, well, you know, these programs are expensive, this and that. There's lots of programs that are, you know, not, they're worth a bag of groceries. Can go into that program and see what that would help you to transform your life in so many ways than what you're doing now. And don't compare one program to the other, or don't be worried, oh my God, I can't afford to do proxy, birthday. Just praying to Dr. Pillai on that day, or praying from now till that day. You never know, the funds might come. Or you could write in to Pillai Center, Astrobed, whoever it is that's offering this service, and just say, you know, I really, really want to do this. And then they say, well, let me see what I can do. They might not, but then you have to be, you know, look on all the different programs and anything that you do, any service, any mantra, if it's free or not free program, that's what it is that you need to do for yourself right now. All of us have been there where we couldn't afford to do something. We couldn't afford to be on that trip or in that event or whatever. It doesn't matter. The divine knows exactly what it is that you can and cannot do. So never compare, and then just do what resonates with you. And if you that vortex of energy to destroy karma, or to dissolve away the karma, the blocks, blow them up if that's, you know, what resonates with you, or clear them, wash away if that's more gentle. You know, everybody wants to hear it differently. But whatever that karma is that is so stuck in your life that you want to see a tremendous breakthrough, and then you want to have some initiation and you want to feel more connected to divine beings, Dr. Pillai, Swami Ramalinga, all the beings that we talked about, Shiva, Muruga, Parvati, all those archetypes that you haven't been able to really differentiate that energy and how that works within you, and how it can help you to navigate moving forward, then do it. It might be a very good investment for you overall. And then if it's still not available to you, then just pray. Prayer is so, so powerful. So never, ever be discouraged. Keep praying. Keep doing your mantra practice, even if it's just one mantra. Just keep doing it. And then if you don't even want to do that, then just listen to the meditations that we go through every week. It's free. Go on to YouTube again. I love going on to YouTube, Pillai Center YouTube. And just, you know, kind of like it's like a smorgasbord. What do I want to listen to today? What do I need to help me in this moment? And they're great because they're only a few minutes, and it's exactly the thing that I needed to hear from Dr. Play, even though he's done these YouTubes over the years. That message is eternal because my soul is what's asking. It's not my head. You know, my mind is like a, you know, wants everything all at once and wants to have the whole smorgasbord, and then I'm sick, right? Because I can't handle all that food, all that spiritual information, that intelligence. But definitely I can handle something, a little bit. And then that helps to reveal deeper and deeper at the soul's level what I need to do in that moment. So that's how we use Dr. Pillai's teachings, is to help us to navigate every day, every hour, every day of our lives, every week. And then when we start to get into that groove and we take charge of our lives and we can handle our bucking broncos selves, and then we bring that energy, then we can really focus on and we move that life force through us, and then that's what helps us to keep on the straight and narrow, and then it's very exhilarating. It's very adventurous, and we don't know where that horse is going to take us. It's going to go at a tremendous speed and then slow down and take us, let us have a break when we need it. All right. No more questions? Rod, are you still there? Did you have anything else that you wanted to share with anyone about the sun's energy and how that's going to inspire us for this coming 30 days? Actually, it's about 24 now, maybe. Okay. Anyone else? There's lots of you still on here if you wanted to say something. You just need to press star 6.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Ah, Olivia, how are you?
It's me again, thank you. How are you?
Sure. Yeah, good.
I can hear, I can tell. you must have a blast. Anyway.
Yeah, it's fun.
I was just wondering if it is recommended to take any electronic device to India or not.
Yeah, sure. You can, like, are you thinking like your computer or iPad or phone?
No computer, no phone, but I am considering a tablet.
Yeah, you could bring your tablet, sure. There's you may be able to, I can't say, depending on where you are, and the internet can be spotty, so there might not be as many Wi-Fi places. But then again, there might be. It changes.
Right.
So it might be helpful for you to have, if you have downloaded your audios there, and then you can have your mantra practices right. already, you know, available on iTunes or whatever to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not planning to use it heavily, just to, you know, just in case I need it for some reason, but I'm sure it will be lots of practice every day, so I will be diving into that fully.
you can take notes on it. You can take notes on your tablet. You can use your tablet can you use it as a photo, like taking pictures?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a multi-purpose. I would definitely take
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of safe in terms of, you know, like, because these days hacking is going all over the globe, right? Into these devices. So
yeah, you just pray. That's all. You just pray everything.
Yes. Yeah. I am not concerned.
No.
Much.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to have, you have to do what you do here or wherever
right.
you are in the world, you know.
Right.
So,
exactly. Exactly, yeah.
If something pops up on your tablet and it's like, what is this? So you don't accept, you know.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I personally, myself, I'm not concerned about many things, but other people are. So.
Yeah, for sure. And it's really
the
great.
The family members, mostly family members, cautioning about everything.
Oh, isn't it great that they care so much?
I know.
It's great.
From snake to malaria and all that.
Oh, it just means that they care.
I know, yes.
Yeah.
So, but I am kind of, you know, I feel protected and not much concerned.
Yeah.
No
concern. Well, make sure that you have a universal adapter, like the, you know, make sure that you go to a travel store or whatever and you have, just ask the clerk, will this this adapter good for India? And then they'll let you know.
Okay, for sure, I take that. Okay.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you so much again. Sucharita, have a blessed day.
Thank you, Olivia. And you're getting so excited about going to India. I can feel it.
I know. I know. I'm like this kid, you know, like.
Counting, putting the X's on the calendar. Okay, one more sleep, two more sleeps, three more sleeps to India. Or the 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's very, it's like I feel it already in my body.
Well, thank you for saying that, because that's what happens once you commit to an India trip or a proxy, like if you're going to do Dr. Ply's proxy, he already starts working on you. So the moment you make the purchase, or the naughty, people will say that. I ordered the naughty and I can't get a reading for a couple of weeks, but all of a sudden all this stuff starts happening in their life and they're going, what?
Yeah.
So it's a real mystery how it goes beyond the logical mind.
Exactly.
How the divine guides us, and it starts to unfold it when we open the door. So the moment we place the order, we've actually opened the door and asked the divine, come in, start to help me to understand what's going to go on. So it kind of gives you that time to prepare too, and get excited, so that when you're there, then you're totally focused. You're not like, whoa, you know.
So
that's good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Olivia. Anything else?
No, I think that's all, and I will email you about the Raksha plate.
Definitely.
I hope I make it next week to the call as well, before
I
go.
Yeah, it'll be great to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Thank you. Bye, Sucharita.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, so if no one else is going to ask any questions on the call, that's fine. You can always send an email to sundayswithsucharita, all one word, @plycenter.com or sucharita@plycenter.com. And then your questions about the different services and programs that are offered through Ply Center or Astrovid, you can send your emails to support@astrovid.com or support@plycenter.com. Again, office@plycenter.com, marie@plycenter.com. Those are all support email IDs, various people who can help you to navigate accordingly, answer your questions, and help you out with your payments and things like that. So have a tremendous week of tapping into the energy. Pray to your ancestors, and then pray to Saraswati to give you that intelligence to be able to move in your life with more grace and ease and wisdom. And then there will be play. You'll be dancing and laughing and be more interested in arts and music. Things that soothe the soul versus it being a bumpy bronco ride. Hope this call has been helpful for you. And may you be blessed with Dr. Pillai every time you do any of your practices in different programs as well. And then we will see you next week. Take care and God bless. Thanks for joining. Thanks so much, Radha, again for your forecast. Take care. Bye-bye.